This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
So first of all, earlier we talked to Sam McGrath, who is a member of the UN futsal team, to talk about their recent success at the start of their season. And here's what he had to say.
Sam, first of all, let's talk about the start of the season. It was a mixed start to the campaign with a 3-2 defeat against Birmingham Tigers. Tell us a little bit about the team's performance in that game.
Yeah, it was a tough game, to be fair, but we felt like we didn't play as well as we could have. We didn't perform the coach's tactics well enough in that game, really. We didn't create enough chances, and the ones we did create, we didn't take at all. So we were unlucky to lose, but I think we felt we could have done more to win it, for sure. A few mistakes cost us, really.
Well, you certainly turned it around in the next game with an emphatic 4-3 victory against Middlesbrough. We watched the game on YouTube, and it was thrilling end-to-end action all the way through. What did you think was key to that victory?
I think we'd lost the first two games of the season, so we all knew how big it was. We needed 3 points, really. Everyone else, it's a very tight league, so everyone else is on 3 points, and we needed that win. So it was pretty much willpower that got us through. We defended heroically at times. The keeper pulled off some boss saves, Curtis. It was just, at times it was back against the wall, but we took our chances, and I think we deserved it in the end, really.
Definitely looked like you did. We heard the commentator saying in the game how there were 200 people at the Jubilee Sports Campus spectating. It's fantastic support there. How much of a sort of key is support to the success of the team, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of getting the futsal to a wider audience, really, trying to widen the appeal of the sport, and because I think people do enjoy watching it, and if they enjoy watching it, they're more likely to come down and give it a try, really. And it's always nice when you've got fans cheering you on in the match, and when you hear the fans shouting for your team, then you're gonna inevitably give more to the team, I think. And we played in Zagreb and they had 5,000 fans, so hopefully one day we'll be at that level and we'll.
Well, by the looks of the way the sport's expanding in Nottingham, it could happen. I mean, you've entered, I think it's 7 teams in the Bucks League this year, 3-4 men's and 3 women's, I think, and obviously the one in the Super League North as well. Do you think that's testament to the growth and popularity of the sport in Nottingham?
Yeah, I think it's obvious that people who come to this uni really are interested in futsal and want to give it a go. And it's also testament to the hard work that people have put in, that we've got the capacity for 4 teams, 4 men's teams and 3 women's teams, how hard the coaching team works, and that I think it's all setting up for hopefully a big explosion of futsal in the country in the next few years, which, I mean, will be good for us, and Nottingham will be one of the centres of that, hopefully.
What were trials like this year, and the standards of trials? Do you think it was as a high standard, or... Yeah, do you think what people that came to the trials can build on the success of the team?
Yeah, certainly. We had, I think, about 200 people sign up for trials, which for a sport that's only, a club that's only been around 3 years, is huge. And the standard, I think, I've only been here 2 years, but it was certainly the highest I've seen, certainly higher than last year. It's always improving. I think as futsal's growing, the standard of people who come along is improving. The standard of trials, people who haven't played before are still picking up the sport quite easily. And we've got a load of new additions to our Bucks teams, and a few that'll hopefully break through into the Super League squad as well. So there's a chance that anyone who joins can be playing highest level futsal in the country, which is always a motivator for them.
Now that was Sam McGrath there from UN Futsal. Now guys, so 7 teams in Bucks and 1 team in the National League for a sport that's only been at the University of Nottingham for 3 years now. That's really testament to how popular it's got, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously football's the most popular sport that we're going to see around university, and this is a good opportunity for people to get involved with a sport that can be really serious on its top end, but in the lower end is kind of enjoyable in the way that football is, but can go all year round. It's indoors mostly, and you know, it's good that it's a growing sport, because you know, there's lots of opportunity for students to get involved with sport, and this is just another really good one, growing game, and it gives an opportunity for sort of newer footballers, I think, like people who haven't played as much can get involved with it sort of from a different perspective, and I think that's good as well.
It's at a much higher level, but I think it's more similar to kind of what you used to do as a kid, maybe have a kickabout with your mates at home in a kind of smaller pitch, a smaller environment. I think it's a fantastic game. It's so end-to-end and really exciting to watch. And I think that is perhaps why it is growing so quickly, because people do enjoy watching it. A lot of people that I speak to say that maybe football sometimes is a bit boring, like it's a bit slow. I personally disagree. But these people, maybe futsal is more for them because it's a lot faster paced, yeah. A lot more happens in a shorter space of time. And as was mentioned in the interview, the university is doing a lot to kind of make sure that people are aware of futsal and to really get it out there. And as the guy mentioned there, they have the session on a Friday, which is more for casual players, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And they've got women's teams coming through as well, and that's a really positive step. You know, it's really important that there's men and women both playing football. So
definitely, I mean, it's clearly grown in such popularity over the time here, and it's, yeah, you talk about the casual sessions on a Friday that Sam mentioned, but also there's the serious side, of course, which is that this is a game which Brazilian international footballers have, you know, been playing in favelas for decades now, and it's a real way of sort of honing a footballer's technical skills with sharp possession. So do you think maybe that's an aspect whereby people are maybe more drawn towards futsal instead of playing, say, 7-a-side or 11-a-side football, as it's kind of more technical and, you know, there's that ability to develop your skills further?
It's definitely a much more technical game, as you mentioned. I think more so than regular 11-a-side. 11-a-side football is a lot based on pace and kind of quick passing and getting the ball through and running in behind. With futsal, you can't really do that. There's not a lot of space to kind of exploit the space in behind and use your pace, really. So it does help young footballers and any footballers really kind of hone these close control skills that you really need to become the level above. Like, you look at Messi, the ball is never more than a meter in front of him, and he probably developed these skills playing on these small pitches in these close environments. And I think it's a good way to kind of develop those skills.
Now we're going to move on to talk about the Bucks League, which of course kicked off this week. And here's something that James and Hannah prepared, which is a little guide to the Bucks League and how everything works.
BUCS stands for British Universities and Colleges Sport, and is the national governing body for sport in the UK. The Bucks Leagues is the way that universities compete against each other across sports across the course of a year.
Traditionally, Loughborough have dominated Bucks, having finished first every year since the competition began. The University of Nottingham have been similarly consistent, never finishing outside of the top 10, but with an all-time highest finish of just 5th place, there is certainly room for improvement.
Neighbours Nottingham Trent are less successful. Finishing 21st last year compared to Uni of 7th, a Bucks Wednesday derby often sees our teams as the favourites.
Despite a late dip in form to miss out on an all-time high finish of 4th place, the University of Nottingham sports teams can certainly be considered to be an upward trajectory. The building of the new multi-million pound sports centre is indicative of the university's new place importance on sport.
However, the construction has led to facilities being reduced for this year, and this may well end up being a transitionary year for our Bucks teams. But the significance the university is putting on varsity sports has led to certain teams improving year upon year.
Keep an eye out for the women's basketball team and men's lacrosse team, who had brilliant seasons last year and look set to improve.
Table tennis and women's rugby union are also teams to look out for, with the fierce Uni of Trent rivalry intensified by the similarity and quality of the two universities in these sports.
Although the sports centre construction could prove crucial, we're still confident in our teams to improve upon last year's relative success.
Considering the small points difference between 4th and 7th, a top 4 finish has got to be the ambition for the University of Nottingham this year. Although in reality, anywhere above 7th should be considered a success for a university in transition.
A university in transition indeed. And now we're going to go to the Bucks week 1 roundup, which James also prepared earlier.
It was a disappointing opening week of Bucks for the University of Nottingham, with 60 fixtures being played, comprising of 25 wins, 31 losses and 4 draws.
In badminton, all 5 teams went unbeaten, featuring an impressive 8-0 win for the women's first over Durham's first. Meanwhile in basketball, the women's firsts continued their form from last season with a victory away at Birmingham.
It was a good week for the university's football teams, with 5 unbeaten games marred only by a disappointing defeat for the men's firsts at home to Loughborough. A more favourable result came against Loughborough via our rugby league firsts, who ran out 58-10 victors.
Elsewhere, our netball teams were impressive, with the top 4 teams winning against strong opposition. Equally impressive were the men's fourth in the tennis, who triumphed over Derby's first 4-0.
That's your Bucks Week 1 roundup. The University of Nottingham now sit in 12th place overall.
Guys, which out of those sports really stood out to you as good games and good wins for the university?
Well, we saw the women's basketball were mentioned there, and they had a great result, beating Birmingham's first 68-46. So they're obviously very promising, and you know we're looking to them as one of our big teams for this year. And as well as that, we're looking at some good results over our local rivals at Trent. The men's fencing won 135-69, which is a good result there. And also the women's seconds hockey beat Trent 2-0. So you know, successful over our local rivals. And as it was mentioned there, we are the primary force in Nottingham University sport at the moment. And if we can push on to really be one of the biggest sporting universities in the next few years, then, you know, that'd be amazing.
Talk about catching up with, you know, possibly the big guns, if you like, in Bucks sport of Loughborough, obviously, who everyone kind of wants to knock off the top of the league. Maybe Exeter, Bath, Edinburgh, all these top unis. Do you think we've got what it takes, do you think, this season to maybe topple those and break into that maybe top 5 or 6?
I'm not sure whether we've got it this year, perhaps. As it was mentioned several times in the build-up, it is a transition year. Our facilities aren't ready yet, we should say, and we're obviously using the kind of temporary gym and the temporary facilities. So perhaps next year, when the teams will be able to train kind of fully and properly in the new facilities, we'll be able to really kick on. Not sure anyone will ever topple Loughborough, though, will they? They are the ones to beat, but can they be beaten? I mean, they really are famed for their sport, and we shouldn't be expecting to beat Loughborough. We should be pitting ourselves against the Baths, the Edinburgh, the Exeters. And perhaps maybe next year we can challenge for that. But I think a top 10 finish this year, and as James mentioned, anywhere above 7th, we should be pleased.
Moving on to the IMS sports, which of course kicked off this week as well. It wasn't such a great start, I'm afraid, for the URN IMS team. We lost 3-1 to Biochemistry Soc on the hallowed turf of the University Nottingham 3G pitch.
It wasn't a brilliant start, mainly because your presenter for today, Joe Tanner, decided to jump ship to Sherwood, which wasn't brilliant. But I think if we get a full strength squad together, we could put up a fight, and we've just got to kind of pray that it's not Tamil Sock being amazing and it's more Theology Sock being rubbish.
Here's what you, James, had to say after the game yesterday.
James, you must be disappointed with that. 1-0 up and you threw it away. 3-1 in the end to Biochem Sock. Thoughts on that?
I prefer not to speak.
What were your thoughts on the supposed penalty incident when your goalkeeper, Elliot Chaplin, appeared to not know the rules of the game and almost gave away a penalty?
I prefer not to speak.
Can you give us any update on Harry Balfour's injury, who, of course, he suffered a football to the face after 15 seconds. Actually, it's an IMS record how quickly he went off. Could you give me any updates on his condition?
Oh, he's f***ed, mate. He's absolutely f***ed. He's in hospital as we speak. He's got glass to the nose and to the lip, and he's well and truly f***ed.
Thank you. And one last question, actually. Your next game is against Hindu Sock. So how are you feeling about preparation for this game?
Oh, we'll be all right. Like, we've Balfour's ruled out, so it's a massive plus for us. And Rinsler, of course, also out. Again, it's just bonus upon bonus here for our team, and I really fancy our chances next week.
James Perkins, thank you.
Cheers.
This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.